Express Publishing. Listening and speaking skills for the revised Cambridge FCE. Listening Test 1. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You will have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a man talking on the local radio station. What are you listening to? A. A travel program. B. An advertisement. C. An economics program.
Do you ever dream of travelling to faraway places in every corner of the globe? Do you want to get to know how people live in different countries and try their national dishes? Well, now you too can become world tourists by coming on one of our many tours, which are both economical and affordable. You don't have to spend a fortune to enjoy our excellent hotels and excursions to places of historical interest and unrivaled beauty. So phone us today on 01210 212 5983 and one of our travel agents will help you choose the trip of a lifetime. Do you ever dream of travelling to faraway places in every corner of the globe? Do you want to get to know how people live in different countries and try their national dishes? Well, now you too can become world tourists by coming on one of our many tours, which are both economical and affordable. You don't have to spend a fortune to enjoy our excellent hotels and excursions to places of historical interest and unrivaled beauty. So phone us today on 01210 212 5983 and one of our travel agents will help you choose the trip of a lifetime.
2. You hear a TV chat show host talking about someone called George Grosvenor. What is George Grosvenor? A. A politician. B. A farmer. C. A fisherman.
And our last guest is someone who is very much in the news at the moment. With a controversy over the export of live animals to the continent, every farmer in the country wants to speak to him. He has one of the most difficult jobs in the government as Secretary of State for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. Since he took office, he has dealt with all agricultural matters ranging from problems in the fishing industry to British farmers with concerns over falling prices for food products. Now you have the chance to put your questions to him. He is, of course, the Right Honourable George Grosvenor. And our last guest is someone who is very much in the news at the moment. With a controversy over the export of live animals to the continent, every farmer in the country wants to speak to him. He has one of the most difficult jobs in the government as Secretary of State for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. Since he took office, he has dealt with all agricultural matters ranging from problems in the fishing industry to British farmers with concerns over falling prices for food products. Now you have the chance to put your questions to him. He is, of course, the Right Honourable George Grosvenor.
3. You hear a man and a woman talking. Where are they? A. In a film studio. B. In a radio studio. C. In a TV studio.
Now I want to film the third episode, when the announcer is found murdered just before his morning radio show.
Hold on. I've got to set up the microphones before we can start filming.
Hurry up! We've got to finish by tonight. Channel 9 wants to use the studio tomorrow for that quiz programme about Hollywood film stars.
OK, I am hurrying. I've got a commercial later, so I want to get finished too.
Now I want to film the third episode, when the announcer is found murdered just before his morning radio show.
Hold on. I've got to set up the microphones before we can start filming.
Hurry up! We've got to finish by tonight. Channel 9 wants to use the studio tomorrow for that quiz programme about Hollywood film stars.
OK, I am hurrying. I've got a commercial later, so I want to get finished too.
4. You hear a doctor talking to a patient. How does the patient feel? A. Depressed. B. Tired. C. In pain.
Good morning. And what can I do for you today?
Hello, Doctor. Well, I can't actually say what the matter is. I just feel exhausted all the time.
When did you first feel like this?
I suppose I felt quite like this last time I came to see you, after I had hurt my back and I was off work for ages. I was really depressed because I was in such pain.
But that cleared up quite a while ago. Is there a reason why you're suffering from fatigue?
Well, I do get stressed at work, which leaves me worn out. All I want to do is go home and sleep.
Good morning. And what can I do for you today?
Hello, Doctor. Well, I can't actually say what the matter is. I just feel exhausted all the time.
When did you first feel like this?
I suppose I felt quite like this last time I came to see you, after I had hurt my back and I was off work for ages. I was really depressed because I was in such pain.
But that cleared up quite a while ago. Is there a reason why you're suffering from fatigue?
Well, I do get stressed at work, which leaves me worn out. All I want to do is go home and sleep.
5. You hear a news item about a woman called Mrs. Turner. What is she supposed to do? A. Pay £58 a week rent. B. Pay 15 pence a week to the judge. C. Pay the borough council money.
A pensioner has been given 625 years to pay off her rent arrears. Judge Samson Westmoreland said that grandmother of three, Ellen Turner of Lapworth in Warwickshire, could repay the £3,264 she owes Solihull Borough Council at 15 pence per week. The decision has been criticised by local councillors. Mrs. Turner later spoke to reporters.
I got sick and tired of paying rent year after year when other people get their rents paid for them, because they are getting benefits from the government. I'm only a pensioner, and they get more money than me. My pension is only £58 a week.
A pensioner has been given 625 years to pay off her rent arrears. Judge Samson Westmoreland said that grandmother of three, Ellen Turner of Lapworth in Warwickshire, could repay the £3,264 she owes Solihull Borough Council at 15 pence per week. The decision has been criticised by local councillors. Mrs. Turner later spoke to reporters.
I got sick and tired of paying rent year after year when other people get their rents paid for them, because they are getting benefits from the government. I'm only a pensioner, and they get more money than me. My pension is only £58 a week.
6. You hear a young man talking. What is he? A. A parent. B. A student. C. A teacher.
I love children of all ages. One day I'd like children of my own, and I think I'd be a good father. I really enjoy learning things, and I like passing on my knowledge to other people. My own student days were the happiest of my life, and helping to educate the students in my school makes me happy now. Yes, I think mine is the best profession in the world. I'm not well paid, but we do have long summer holidays. I love children of all ages. One day I'd like children of my own, and I think I'd be a good father. I really enjoy learning things, and I like passing on my knowledge to other people. My own student days were the happiest of my life, and helping to educate the students in my school makes me happy now. Yes, I think mine is the best profession in the world. I'm not well paid, but we do have long summer holidays.
7. You hear a short news item about a cancelled theatre performance. What is the theatre going to do? A. Put on an additional performance. B. Cancel all matinees. C. Change the dates for afternoon performances.
A theatre in Chesterville had to cancel a matinee of the children's show Cinderella because the fairy godmother didn't turn up. Ellie Angelo, 61, who used to introduce the popular children's TV show Lumberjack, was visiting her mother when she should have been on stage in the Mermaid Theatre. A full house of 400 went home disappointed. Theatre manager John Carlisle said that Ellie Angelo had simply forgotten about a change in dates for afternoon performances. The theatre plans to have an extra matinee for all the children who missed this performance. A theatre in Chesterville had to cancel a matinee of the children's show Cinderella because the fairy godmother didn't turn up. Ellie Angelo, 61, who used to introduce the popular children's TV show Lumberjack, was visiting her mother when she should have been on stage in the Mermaid Theatre. A full house of 400 went home disappointed. Theatre manager John Carlisle said that Ellie Angelo had simply forgotten about a change in dates for afternoon performances. The theatre plans to have an extra matinee for all the children who missed this performance.
8. You hear a woman talking on the telephone. Who is she talking to? A. A lawyer. B. A secretary. C. A builder.
Hello, is that Dawson Construction? I've been trying to contact you all day, but the secretary said you were out on another job. That's why I want to speak to you. You were supposed to be working on my house today. Fine, I can see that fixing a wall that's collapsing is an emergency. But why didn't you let me know? No, sorry, that's not good enough. You agreed to do my kitchen this week, not next week. I'm having a family celebration next week, so I need the kitchen to be finished by then. I'm afraid you're wrong. I told your secretary to arrange for the work to be done today. I expect you to come tomorrow to do the work. If you don't, then I'll have no choice but to call my lawyer to sort it out. Hello? Is that Dawson Construction? I've been trying to contact you all day, but the secretary said you were out on another job. That's why I want to speak to you. You were supposed to be working on my house today. Fine. I can see that fixing a wall that's collapsing is an emergency, but why didn't you let me know? No, sorry, that's not good enough. You agreed to do my kitchen this week, Not next week. I'm having a family celebration next week, so I need the kitchen to be finished by then. I'm afraid you're wrong. I told your secretary to arrange for the work to be done today. I expect you to come tomorrow to do the work. If you don't, then I'll have no choice but to call my lawyer to sort it out.
That is the end of part one.